Welcome back, Michael Warren Thomas. Here's Discover the Finger Lakes at SaverLife.com. And I got a note from Herd Orchards this week about their schedule. And if you want to celebrate the season, 4th of July weekend, today in particular, they're not open tomorrow, but they do have more limited hours than a usual summer. But they are open today, 10 to 3 at Herd Orchards. And it's this combination of seasons where they still have strawberries. There's red raspberries, there's sweet cherries, and blueberries. And those first blueberries of the season usually ripen right around July 4th. That's one of the reasons the variety is named Patriot. And it's usually the first blueberry variety. And pretty much every year is available right about July 4th. And so they have pick your own today as an option, 10 to 3. Then they also, you can pre-order things from them. And I love what Herd Orchards does. And so this, you know, the fact that they're expanding pre-orders, that all these other fruits are now available, it makes it a particularly exciting time of the year. And strawberry season's not going to last that much longer, so stock up on those. You can pre-order strawberries, red raspberries, and sweet cherries. There's cherry pie, they have apple pie, there's a honey oatmeal bread, and cherry almond bread, there's molasses cookies, you can order 6, or chocolate chip, or snickerdoodle, or macaroons, orders of 6 each. And they have a sour cherry raspberry preserve and a strawberry rhubarb jam, a couple of their ones that they just made. And they also do a farm kitchen herb basket. So a bunch of things you can pre-order from them. And again, you could call them today to see what they have available, but also they'll be open this next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays from 10 to 3. And, of course, all these great things, local fruits to pick. Again, we're got sort of the early spring or early summer fruits like strawberries, but also these, red raspberries have a fairly long season, actually, because of all the different varieties they grow. But sweet cherries, very short season. And then blueberries, that season will go on for a little bit. But if you love sweet cherries, boy, you got to act now. And the heat wave that's coming, a whole lot of 90-degree days, that's going to probably shorten the sweet cherry season a little bit just because of that hot weather. Go out and pick in those mornings, you know, at 10 a.m. when they start to pick your own. And again, pre-order these if you don't want to pick your own through Herd Orchards. Just an amazing place. Again, the 8th generation, Amelia's been working at the farm before she'll head off to college or start college this fall in one form or another. And eight generations on the farm there at Herd Orchards. And picking your own is such a great way to connect with what you eat and with nature. And you know, there's a surprising number of people that don't know how blueberries grow or how easy they are to pick. I mean, blueberries are one of the easiest things to pick and delicious. I've been enjoying some frozen blueberries I put them in some kombucha from the Cat Schwarz, the Cat Bucha, and they make great ice cubes in there. And then once they defrost and made your drink cold, you can eat the blueberries afterward, and they hold their texture great in freezing. So, but they are one of the easiest things to pick. Red raspberries, those, you know, pick them and eat them like today. If you pick them today, they are they're fragile, and they're so much better than the red raspberries you can buy in grocery stores pretty much 12 months out of the year that are not fragile and not as tasty. They look good, but they're just nothing like fresh red raspberries. Strawberries, too. You know, we see them in grocery stores year-round. They look okay, but the fresh strawberries are locally grown, ripened right there by the sun are amazing things. So there are other places that have pick your own. Herd Orchards is just one of them. And again, connect with where your food comes from and with the region that we live in. You know, the Finger Lakes and Western New York are fantastic fruit regions. And you know, strawberries were really just the first of the fruits. With red raspberries, cherries, blueberries, then there'll be peaches and apricots and nectarines and about 1,000 kinds of apples, some of which are only a month away from starting to ripen. First week of August, there's usually a couple of the first apple varieties that'll be ready. So really by going out and picking your own or, putting away some of these fruits, freezing them, the raspberries freeze really well. In fact, if you freeze the raspberries on a cookie sheet tray separately and then put them in the freezer, they're easier to separate when you want to use some of them, however you want to use them at some point in the future. That's just an easy way to freeze them. Same with blueberries, although they separate more easily. If you do them on a cookie tray and then put them in the freezer in a bag, of course, not on the cookie tray permanently, you can store a lot of blueberries and a lot of red raspberries. These seasons are just too short. And again, this region's history was as a fruit region. Farming, there were all kinds of peach processing plants and apples, which the peach processing plants are gone now, I think all of them. But apples are still processed here, and we just have such an amazing climate for these fruit that you need to go out and visit some of the farm markets and visit some of the different pick-your-own places and just celebrate the region that we live in. One cool place to find out more details about what's going on, I mentioned the last hour, Chris Clemens from Exploring Upstate writes about all kinds of different aspects of upstate New York, much of which, because he lives here in Rochester, revolves around the Finger Lakes and Western New York, but not all of it. He's done a lot of traveling and covered a lot of territory, some fascinating stories. And he posts a lot of these on Instagram, so you should follow him there. One of the ones he posted recently was a great photo of a waterfall and kind of the story behind it. These are things that you might run into this waterfall and maybe some of the details on a historic sign next to it, but reading this might just put you in search of this waterfall on your own, to find out more about this area. A lot of these things are an easy drive from Rochester, maybe an afternoon thing to do, and take a little bit of time. This one is the Cuca Outlet Trailhead, does the Seneca Mills Farms, which is on the outlet. He says in his Instagram post, most people think it's just a pretty waterfall, which it is, but there's more to it. This is the site of a mill installed in 1790, believed the first in Western New York. It was built by Jemima Wilkinson, known mostly as the Public Universal Friend. Love to find out more about that. After falling ill with a fever, Wilkinson had a prophecy and founded a religious commune of followers. To escape religious persecution, they chose land near this site because it was mostly uninhabited. These very falls are where they built their mill. And Chris says, if you're curious about the friend, there's a great self-guided driving tour available. I did it about 10 years ago and found it a great way to explore the region. So, and follow Exploring Upstate on Instagram, and you'll see things like this. And Chris has done a fair number of posts about some of the religious history of our region, a lot about food in our upstate, a lot about history in general, a lot about interesting collectors. There's so many great stories right in our own backyards. It's really a great way to learn more about them and get some ideas on places you'd like to go or explore based on your interests. He'll keep you very busy. I mean, he's done like 1,100 Instagram posts, so that'll take you some time just to go through those. One of the recent ones he did was about the quilt trail, barn quilts, and he asked, "Is it cool or not cool to be obsessed with barn quilts?" I've been doing a lot of reading this year about the different barn quilt trails around the country. The history is really pretty interesting. And he has a picture of one called the Constellation on the Fulton County Office for Aging and Youth in Johnstown. He says, I've been tracking down info on each of the quilts in upstate, but there's got to be over 1,000 of them. Got tips on where to find more. So some people have sent him some ideas. Just one of the fascinating things that he's run into. Again, a food lover, so I think a root beer float and one of those recent posts. So follow him on Instagram and get more details. He's the designer of my website, as I said in the previous hour in the food show. He designed my new website, saverlife.com, so check that out. And also Rochester Food Net. He's one of the collaborators. And so he's been posting. I've been posting also Kurt Brownell, professional photographer in Rochester, who's awesome. All three of us have been doing the Instagram posts for Rochester Food Net. So follow them, or follow us, shall I say, on Instagram. If you have ideas on places that he should visit, on places maybe that I should interview in the near future, send me a note, michael@saverlife.com. The new 585 magazine just came out. Got mine in the mail for July and August, and they have a lot of coverage of places you should go and see around our region where you can be outside, some meditation centers, retreat centers that are around, including the Abbey of the Genesee. And also, they've got a listing of family fun, part of their 585 kids. Some interesting and different places. One of which is a drive-in. It's the Silver Lake Drive-In in Perry and the Charcoal Corral, which has a mini golf course, ice cream, and a whole bunch of other details. Again, one of the drive-in theaters here in not far from us, about an hour to get down to Perry. There's a Hidden Valley Animal Adventure in Varysburg. Yummy's Ice Cream in Wyoming County. Livingston County, of course, Letchworth. A place called Tree Creations. And Chris Clemens has written about this too. In fact, posted fairly recently about this car in a tree, which is a little hard to believe, but tree houses that he started building in 2012, and that is Geneseo, Lakeville, Groveland Road. And with any of these places, you want to check about whether they're open and hours and things during this reopening period. There's a lot more. There's Freestyle Mercantile in Mumford. There's Finger Lakes Sweet Treats Trail in Cayuga County, which has a lot of different places that you could visit. By the way, in Livingston County has their ice cream connection trail. The 16 venues, 14 of those in Livingston County, two right on the edge of Livingston County. There's Owasco Paddles in Auburn, if you want to get out on Owasco Lake. The Butterfly Conservatory in Niagara Falls, and Bristol Mountain Aerial Adventures, really a cool space. Lollipop Farm, Roseland Water Park, many things to read about in 585 magazine. A few things right in the Finger Lakes. Daydream Sailing on Canandaigua Lake. You can rent a sailboat from Daydream Sailing. And it's a great way to get out on the lake and actually see some of the lake houses that you wouldn't see driving around. Like, you'll see from the water. That's kind of a cool way to see some amazing houses and cottages and things that are on any of the Finger Lakes, but Canandaigua Lake in particular. So 585 magazine, new issue is out. Features Cobbs Hill Reservoir on the cover, a graphic drawing of that. And you should consider getting a subscription. It's inexpensive, fabulous magazine. You can get 12 issues, two-year subscription for just $18. And right now, again, 12 issues. Right now, magazines like this, and Edible Finger Lakes and Life in the Finger Lakes, these are Upstate Gardeners Journal, another one. These are publications that are all struggling with advertising, as all businesses are struggling, trying to survive this shutdown and reopening. These magazines are things that we need to highlight our local area, to tell these stories, to the photos that they take, and writers and photographers that work for these magazines. All of it is a network that really makes our area a better place to live. And you'll have fun reading these magazines. And I haven't done the math on getting subscriptions to all four of those, but $18 for 2 years for 585 magazine, that's $9 a year. Hard to beat that for all the information that you'll get, and you'll have it mailed to you so that you don't miss them if you're not in the store and don't see them on the newsstand. You'll get them and often get them before they go on newsstands. So you might invest, it might be $50 for the year to get those four publications and get a lot of great reading, things you can pass on, articles or the whole entire magazine to neighbors or family or friends, or you get a subscription for someone who's thinking about moving to this area or used to live here and kind of misses our region. Get them a subscription, and again, it's so inexpensive, but having more subscribers helps them sell to advertisers, as well as obviously a little bit of income, and at a really crucial time. So get takeout from restaurants, do some outdoor dining if you don't want to do the indoor, go and visit some of your favorite stores, and we need to try to keep this economy going and keep reopening by wearing a mask. So I've emphasized that for months now, not just weeks, for months. And it's finally becoming a bigger imperative in other states where they haven't been successful in reducing the infection rate. And so it's no longer such a novel idea. But the science says that it works, and other countries have shown that it works. New York State has shown that it works. So wear a mask and be careful. Social distancing is important. If you know of something going on around the region, email me, michael@saverlife.com. As I said last weekend, a lot of the museums are reopening right about now to the public. Some have been open for members. A few won't be open yet because of construction projects, like the Eastman Museum. They are still putting in a new visitor center, wrapping up those details. That's going to be pretty spectacular to go see. I'm really looking forward to that. But a lot of the other museums, whether it's a Memorial Art Gallery, a lot of them opening this next week after July 4th weekend, and try and get to some of these museums. Consider becoming a member, and again, supporting them. A lot of these museums have been closed for months, but they still had to pay all those fixed costs, and it's they've got staff and things they need to now ramp up, and all the safety guidelines and social distancing, disinfecting, cleanliness in general, signage and planning and figuring out how they're going to operate with the regulations from the state. Extraordinary amount of money and time has gone into this, and they could use your support right now. So consider, like the subscriptions, maybe as a gift to someone, maybe as a thank you, maybe for a neighbor, perhaps for a relative. Consider giving them a membership in one of our local museums, so Genesee Country Village Museum or Corning Museum of Glass, or there's tons of them. And probably the smaller museums more important than perhaps the bigger ones, which have, maybe more financial backing, more clout with promotion and PR. The smaller museums, it can be a bigger struggle. So, look around and see who you can support, and consider that right now. It's a crucial time. One of those ROCO, Rochester Contemporary Art Center downtown, they have 6x6 artworks that are available online this year through July 12th. So you have a little bit more time, and they're trying to reach their fundraising goal of selling 1,600 of these artworks, and they're 3/4 of the way there. So check out what's available. It's ROCO 6x6 with an X, ROCO6x6.org. You can find more details, and they're $20 each, these 6x6 pieces, and there are so many different styles and colors and shapes and ideas behind these 6x6 that if you haven't had a chance to go through them, you'll have fun doing it. And really, it's going to be so hot this next week that having a few indoor things that you could do, hopefully in some air conditioning, might be a good idea. When it's 94 degrees later this week, at least I'm not going to be spending a lot of time outdoors. They are going to be doing an event July 12th from noon to 5, a chance to see the art in person before they end the sale of the art. And they'll have some from 2019 also that are still available, as well as the 2020 pieces. The comment they have is that, similar to a record store or print sale, all artworks will be viewable in boxes with the artist information attached. So this is starting July 11th when they do this in-person sale. 20 people in the space at a time. Masks are required to enter. Gloves are required to touch and purchase artworks. They're all $20, and admission on July 11th from noon to 5 is $2, but it's free for members. So become a member of ROCO and consider going. Again, sounds like they're being very careful with social distancing, and people will have to wear masks if they want to go in. And if you want to see the art in person, sometimes you want to see the textures, you want to see the colors, and you can't really get a sense of it online, that's your chance to see it. It's been amazingly successful fundraiser for ROCO, right down East Avenue near Gibbs, and they've done this for many, many years now, become an annual feature that they've become known for. And some of these are famous artists, some are local kids. I mean, anyone can donate artwork to this 6x6 event, and you'll have fun going through. Some are humorous, some are just strange, some are stunningly beautiful. Again, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. So there's such a variety here. You'll find something that you like, and buying that $20 work of art will help support Rocco. You can buy more than one. You can buy several. Use them as gifts. Lots of different options. And when you go on July 11th, you will be able to buy it now and take it with you, which is makes kind of a funny acronym. So then if you want more details, you can go online. Rocco is it's Rocco6x6.org. And they have lots of cool things. They have a members-only exhibition during the year, so some members are artists, some members just like art, some members just want to see or think Rochester's a better place, having Rocco on East Avenue. So many reasons to join them as a member and perhaps get one of these 6x6 works of art. And, you could look around your home or apartment or maybe a neighbor or friends or relatives, and there's spaces that, just aren't big enough for larger works of art and things that are framed. Although you could frame some of these yourself, they are not, I don't think any of them are framed, or if they are, they're within that 6x6 space. But there are tons of spaces that could use something small like this and with the story behind it. Who the artist is. Once you buy it, you can tell what it is. And starting July 11th, when you go in person, you can, I guess, see the artist before you buy it. But that's been sort of the fun of their 6x6 all these years, is that you buy each of them for $20. And you don't know who the artist is until you have purchased it and get it home. When they have the pickup, and you pick up the artwork that you've purchased. So still time to participate, again, through July 12th. But July 11th is the event in person if you want to go. 20 people at a time limitation. And if there's a line, there probably will be a line, it'll probably extend into the park next to Rocco, which is a beautiful park. I mean, you could have 100 people standing in line there 6 feet apart and sort of wrapped around that garden. It would be kind of a cool place to hang out. So July 11th is that date for Rocco. And again, email me if you know of some things going on that you don't hear me mention, michael@saferlife.com. Love to hear from listeners, and especially send some photos of places that you've been, things that you're doing. I will talk tomorrow on the wine show a little bit about Hunt Country Vineyards, because they just released a new wine called Novelty. This is a forced carbonation sparkling Cayuga wine. And forced carbonation wines are booming in the Finger Lakes. More and more of them. Several wineries have just announced new ones. And this one is organically grown Cayuga grapes, which is a bit unusual because Cayuga grapes are French-American hybrids, often in white table wines, but usually in, they don't have the acclaim as vinifera wines like Chardonnay and Riesling, but Cayuga makes some delicious wines. It was developed by the Geneva Experiment Station at Cornell many decades ago, and I haven't tasted it yet, but looking forward to getting this sparkling wine. Again, Novelty from Hunt Country Vineyards. And you can buy it online. They'll ship to you. Most, if not all, of the Finger Lakes wineries and Western New York wineries ship around New York State and to many other states. So consider, if you're not going out to visit them, consider ordering some wine. Maybe a couple bottles, maybe half a case, maybe a case. You'll have a stockpile of wine to enjoy this summer. maybe some dry rosé, maybe some dry reds, maybe dessert wines, maybe sparkling wine, like this forced carbonation or a method champenoise, perhaps cream sherry in the case of Hunt Country Vineyards, one of the few wineries that makes a cream sherry, which is delicious, with cheese, with dessert, just on its own. Just finished a bottle of that. It holds in the refrigerator quite a while. Finished a bottle of that recently. So, and Hunt Country Vineyards just released a new wine. And as I mentioned in the last hour, wineries are open. They often by appointment. So if you want to go somewhere in particular, I would check first. I would check some days in advance, especially if you want to go on a weekend, and see if you can schedule an appointment. Prior to the pandemic and the shutdown, there were a few wineries that were mainly appointment. Forge Cellars was mainly appointment. Chemeter Wines, which is Johannes Reinhardt, was mainly appointment, partly because it was a very small tasting room. But now many more are, just to limit visitors and also to keep down on keep the frustration levels down. If you know, a lot of people are coming to a winery and there's no reservations, it might be a long wait, and depending on the day of the week and the weather, etc. So the appointments are a good way to limit that, and to give people a you know, maybe more personal experience. So you know, some people might look at those appointments as annoying and wish wineries weren't doing that, but I think it's a good idea. Not all of them do it, but there are a fair number that do, and I think it's a good way to limit people and really make the social distancing more easily done. And they, of course, do ask that you, or not ask, they, many of them, or if not most, require that you wear a mask if you want to enter the building. And as I said last hour, they have a lot of outdoor tasting and sampling spaces now at the wineries. Again, it's some hot weather this next week. As I said in the gardening show, consider soaking your lawn, trees, shrubs, flowers once at least this week, maybe twice, and they're gonna really appreciate that with 90 or above sun and wind and just the chance of a thunderstorm on Wednesday. It's really going to torch plants, especially anything that you've put in this year, annuals, vegetables, etc. It's time to get a sprinkler and do some soaking. Oh, enjoy July 4th safely, and again, wear a mask if you're near people, especially, you know, restaurants. If you're not seated, wear a mask. And we'll be back tomorrow with the grapevine. It's 9 a.m. tomorrow morning here at SaverLife.com. Have a great day.